The U.S. Attorney's Office says a federal grand jury has indicted 63-year-old Trisha Durgis of Nixa with three additional felony charges on top of 20 other felony counts from February. The indictment alleges Durgis fraudulently received about $300,000 in federal coronavirus aid for her nonprofit medical and dental clinic serving the poor, homeless, and uninsured. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Springfield organization called Lift Up did not provide COVID-19 testing to its patients, but her medical clinics did. Durgis is accused of concealing that her clinics were already reimbursed for those services. The earlier charges allege that Durgis sold fake stem cell treatments at medical clinics she operates in Springfield, Branson, and Ozark. She is accused of scamming victims from 2018 to 2020, illegally prescribing narcotics and lying to federal agents. Durgis appeared in a federal court in Springfield today and pled not guilty to all 23 charges. MissouriNet contacted her attorney, Al Watkins, requesting a comment. Watkins tells MissouriNet, quote, "Sadly, the superseding indictment demonstrates a patent departure by the government from its otherwise unblemished, long-standing commitment to the highest legal and ethical standards," unquote. Durgis, who is a licensed assistant physician, was elected to the Missouri House last November. In February, House Speaker Rob Vescovo kicked Durgis out of the Republican caucus and removed her from all committees she was assigned to. Her office was relocated to a broom closet in the basement of the Missouri Capitol. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.